So after all of this bad news, you may be thinking, is there any upside to what we're going through? Well, some entrepreneurs are not only surviving, but thriving. Terry Carter started a beauty products and skincare line 3 years ago. Today, Travertine Spa is beating the economic odds. Terry, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So you come from a legal background. You used to work for a Fortune 500 company. How did this business come about?
I started the business as a hobby. I needed a break from the logical legal work that I was doing every day. And I decided as a creative outlet to start making spa products as a gift. I contacted a store in Canada, and they sent me some raw ingredients, taught me how to mix some things. I took them into work, and people really liked them.
People often think of, say, Carol's Daughter,
yes.
You know, and the spa product industry being a woman's thing. But I also remember going down to cover Hurricane Katrina, and there was a doctor, Dr. Freeman, who he and his sons would make soaps and things like that. What spoke to you about this business? Why did you want to do it?
I was looking for a sense of wellness, and I've always tried to take good care of myself. So one of the things I would do is I work very hard, but I also take good care of myself in a healthy way. So one of the ways I do that is by going to spas. I've always been a fan of the product, and I was a great consumer of the product. So in building my business, I knew exactly what I expected as a high-end consumer out of the market.
Some people say, okay, spa items, beauty items, those are all things that people will cut in tough times. What have you seen in terms of the past year or so of your business?
The past year or so has probably been the best year of my business. And I think it does make sense that people would cut frivolous items. But that one product that you really love that makes your hair shine and gleam, that makes your skin glow, you will keep buying that product no matter what it takes. And my market is a very high-end celebrity-based market. I'm in some of the better resorts in the country. And they're actually growing.
What advice would you have? I mean, not everyone has the same background or advantages that you have, but what advice, let's do it this way. What was the worst thing you did when you were starting your business, and how did you course correct on that?
The worst thing I did was I ordered some stock packaging from a company on the internet, and it filled the product, but it didn't look that great. So I had to lose that investment, repackage everything else, and there was a large learning curve. For example, my product has essential oil. And you can't have a clear bottle because the sunlight will dilute the oil.
Mm.
So I had to learn chemistry and bottling and formulation and plastic consistency, all types of things like that. The advice I'd give to others is do your homework and don't be afraid to do it. The one rule I gave myself was it's okay if you fail. And coming from a type A legal background, you don't make any mistakes. But in business, you have to be flexible. So I allowed myself the freedom to make those mistakes and grow from them.
Have there been any moments when being an African-American entrepreneur has either hurt you or at least given some food for thought?
I'll take the food for thought. I'm a member of the International Spa Association, and it's a pretty high-end spa group. And in that market, it's okay. But other trade shows I would do, people walk up and they'd say, oh, is this a black skincare company? And I'm thinking, well, everybody has skin, irrespective of who you are, because they see me there. Even though the woman on the cover model is, she's kind of every woman. She's actually Filipino and German, but people can't tell her background. But when they see my face there, they assume it's a company just for African-American skin, which is not the case.
When you think about that aspect of marketing, do you think that black companies that market directly to African Americans, just very briefly, have an advantage or a disadvantage over businesses like yours?
I actually can't answer the question that narrowly. I would say that if you know what your niche market is, that's probably the best way for you to focus your business. Focus on your niche. If it's African American business, clientele, go for that. Mine is high-end clientele of any color.
All right. Terry, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Terry Carter is the founder of Travertine Spa Products. He joined us here at the studios of NPR West.